A new collection came to London Fashion Week this year, and I had the pleasure of attending their catwalk show. Models of Diversity, which is a charity based in Croydon, celebrated beauty by showcasing designers that work with differently abled people, older models, plus size models, models with prosthetic limbs, and those in wheelchairs. Founder Angel Sinclair hopes to spearhead a movement in the media, beauty and fashion industry that opens it up to all the beautiful people that don't get seen on Instagram feeds, billboards, TV ads and runways. I caught up with a few designers on the night to tell me about their collection. Brenna Robinson of Beckenham Blooms, who closed the show with a wonderful display of how flowers can be incorporated into clothes and accessories.
Wearable flowers and beauty for everybody. I got really tired of magazines only showing a certain type of somebody. I am not small myself, and I'm not represented, and no one is. Right now I'm in print in 5 bridal magazines, and only one of them represents any person of color.
I then met up with Victoria Jenkins, who described how her brand focuses on adaptive wear that could help millions of disabled people retain their sense of dignity and style.
So Unhidden is about adaptive fashion and universal design. So I have trousers that are designed specifically for wheelchair users. All of the shirts have openings so you can access your arm if you're going through chemo or radiotherapy. Have diabetes. We don't have any buttons. So if you're a stroke survivor or a brain injury survivor, you can get dressed a lot easier. It's just all built in and you wouldn't know it's there. So anyone can wear it.
I was amazed at the vitality of a young designer from Barbados, Amor Knight Miller. At just 20 years old, her collection wowed the audience with its flair and new ideas.
So I think the fact that it is very different goes with the models, because every model has a different look, every model has a different flair, and I think it's very important in the fashion industry that we accommodate every single person.
Finally, the sensational founder of Models of Diversity, Angel Sinclair, told me how her vision of inclusive fashion had come to life and how her collection fitted into the show.
It's very overwhelming, but good, because the reason why I'm doing a show like this is that I want to show the fashion industry that they need to think about their consumers. Everybody deserves to be represented on the runway. As you can see, I've got models of all different shapes and sizes, abilities, disabilities.
I left the beautiful Freemasons Hall that hosted the event with a feeling that there was a movement to bring fashion to all people, because all people are beautiful.